Registration opened this week for the 2013 edition of the Standard Chartered Dubai Marathon. A massive 20,000 runners took part in this year's run, and a similar number is expected next year. Organisers have announced that the marathon will take place on the 25th of January and will start and finish at the Burj Khalifa in downtown. The run again will be held in four categories: the 42, the 10, the 3 kilometre, and of course the corporate challenge. Now, for those tempted by the prospect of taking part, we have an expert on hand to give a few pointers. A man who might just know a little bit about running, having taken part in no less than four Dubai marathons, and is shortly to undertake a marathon in the Arctic, with Derma O'Malley. Thank you for joining us, Derma.
Thank you very much, Toby. Great to have to be on.
Now, I know you're not necessarily an expert, but certainly given the experience you've got, if we were to start at the basics, can you think back to your first marathon, and what advice would you give to those looking to take part? What pointers do you know now that you wish you had then?
My first marathon was in 2001, and it was actually the New York Marathon, which was an incredible experience at the time, because 9/11 just literally opened. After 9/11, it was the first time New York opened up again. So there was a lot of doubt about whether the marathon was going to take place or not. But looking back, we were very, myself and a friend of mine, committed to it. The first step, like anything in life, is to actually make the commitment to it. Dubai Marathon is 181 days away from today. So if people are thinking or contemplating that one of the things that they want to do in life is to commit to a marathon, and the Dubai Marathon is the perfect opportunity, and you've got plenty of time to get ready for it.
How does the Dubai Marathon compare to other marathons from around the world?
I'd love to say it's easier or harder, but they're all the same distance. The great thing about the Dubai Marathon, it's on our doorstep. It's a very, very flat course. It's a fast course. It doesn't make it an easier course, but it's like anything in life. If you put the training in and you commit to it early, you can get through it. The atmosphere this year was excellent at the marathon since they changed the route. Great atmosphere at Burj Khalifa down that downtown area, and it was a wise move to move it there, and looking forward to doing it again next year.
Now, focusing on your club, each week I've seen runners with the now familiar Dubai Creek Striders top doing laps of the fabulous indoor track here at the Dubai Sports World. It's obviously a local running club. Is it open to anybody?
Yeah, Dubai Creek Striders was formed about 10 years ago by a running guru in Dubai standards, a guy by the name of Malcolm Murphy. Every Friday morning, Dubai Creek Striders assembles outside the Novotel Hotel.